If you're looking for a great way to make money, start driving with Uber. If you have used the Uber app to get around town, driving with Uber is just as easy and just as great. I'm just gonna say it from the heart. I'm really pumped that Uber is sponsoring this podcast because I use it all the time. And when you get a sponsor that's sexy and cool and that you actually like, it's fun to promote it. And if I wasn't a comedian, I would drive with Uber because I don't like 9-to-5s. As an independent contractor with Uber, you've got freedom, flexibility to drive whenever you have time. It's on your clock. Set your own schedule so you can be there for all of life's most important moments. It's kind of like being a pirate, except you don't commit crimes at all, and you're a good person. You make good money. Got a car? Turn it into a money machine. It's just sitting right there in your driveway, guys. Have it work for you. The city is buzzing, and Uber makes it easy for you to cash in on the action. Plus, you've already got everything you need to get started. A seatbelt, a beating heart, eyes, empathy, a soul, a mind, a mouth. You don't even need a mouth. No office, no boss. Look around right now. Are you in a cubicle? Do you hate it? Do you think your boss is kind of a prick? Yeah, quit. Whether you're supporting your family or saving for something big, Uber gives you the freedom to get behind the wheel when it makes sense for you. Choose when you drive, where you go, and who you pick up. What are you waiting for? You have a car. You have a license. Put them both to good use and start making money today. You can make thousands of dollars in fares your first month driving with Uber. Sign up today at Driving with Uber. Visit drivewithuber.com. That's drive with U-B-E-R dot, which is D-O-T if you want to spell it, but we don't want you to spell it. We want you to put an actual dot. And then com, C-O-M, which I believe is an abbreviation for communication. So it's an abbreve, which is an abbreviation for abbreviate. Abbreve. Did I just blow your mind? Drive with Uber.com.
Why?
Hello, welcome to another episode of Why Didn't They Laugh? This is my second one of the week, so it won't be super long. I just really had to follow up because I had a wonderful experience. Very good friend of mine, PhD Kevin Hickerson. He's been on my show a few times. He's a comic. He has his PhD from Caltech. He's a nuclear physicist. Him and his buddy Griff, also a great guy, and Jimmy O. Yang from the HBO hit show Silicon Valley. Allowed me to be on. I was a guest on one of their first podcasts where we interviewed a Nobel Prize winner, Dr. Pulitzer, who won in 2004 for theoretical physics. And it was a great interview. It's over an hour long. They're coming out with a podcast. I believe it launches next week. It's called Surely You're Joking. I probably shouldn't plug other podcasts, but I don't care. He's a good friend of mine, and I'm sure it's going to be great. The whole interview is fantastic, but I got to take a couple clips from it for my purposes. I have one longer, significantly longer clip where I straight up asked this guy, what is the science of comedy when it comes to music? Because he also plays the banjo. So I'm like, all right, this guy is one of the smartest people in the world. He has a Nobel Prize, and he also loves music. I gotta get some of these questions in, but I'm going to hold off on playing that clip until after their episode comes out, because it'd be kind of a dick move. But I have a couple little clips I wanted to play. This is the first question I asked him.
So like when they call your name out at like PF Chang's, do they say like Nobel Prize winner? Because I would do
Nobel
that
Prize winners don't go to PF Chang's.
Yeah, I gotta honest. Say,
come on, they're going to like, David.
I know that he's very.
I go to In-N-Out with my kid. I go to Subway Sandwich. I used to take my kid to Sizzler.
Nice. See? Sizzler. They do go there.
Yeah, that was it. Proving my point that people relate a lot more than you think they do. Nobel Prize winners go to Sizzler. For those of you that don't know, the Nobel Prize is legit. It's huge. It makes the Oscars look like a participation star in Pop Warner football. Also, I have to plug myself on tour, owenbenjamin.com/tour. Myself and Kevin Hickerson, the PhD guy I was telling you about, he's going to open for me September 5th in Throckmorton Theater, Mills Valley, California. It's one of the most beautiful towns I've ever seen. It's right out of a fairy tale. It's outside of San Francisco. It's Dana Carvey and Robin Williams' home club. You know, unfortunately, Robin passed away, but, you know, it's this magical theater. And I did it one other time, and but they are letting me headline that Saturday. So come out, check out Kevin. He's hilarious. And he's so – the funniest thing about these physicist guys is they get really intense. Like, sometimes sarcasm doesn't fly because they take it seriously, and then they show you all the faults of your statement. It's pretty funny, actually. Great guy. Here is – over the course of this podcast, I've recommended a lot of books, and one of the main books that I recommended was This Is Your Brain on Music – by Daniel Levitin. I've talked about it on probably 5 podcasts. And I just want to brag a little bit here. I brought it up to the Nobel Prize winner, and this is his response.
Have you read This Is Your Brain on Music? There's a book.
Yeah, that's I begin my class. That's the reading we do together. We read
Great.
It chapter by chapter.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Am I great at picking books? Oops. Well, I'm sorry. Did the Nobel Prize winner just say, yeah, that's my go-to book? Yeah. So I straight up asked him, what's the algorithm for comedy? And here's the thing. Nobody knows. But his answer was fascinating. I'll play it next week. I just don't want to buzzkill my buddy's podcast. Also, physics is a lot like comedy. They don't know anything either. I mean, these people's brains function on a ridiculous level, and they're finding these forces in the universe that and matter and all this stuff, and they have no idea. No one knows shit. We can just trying to find out is why we have microwaves and Siri and shit like that, but no one knows. Same with comedy. So I wanted to see if I could just write a funny song. So before I came to the studio, I gave myself about 20 minutes, and I took a bit that I've been doing on stage, and I wanted to make it into a song. Because one of the things that Dr. Pulitzer, I want to say Pulitzer, it's spelled like Pulitzer, but it's very confusing because of the Pulitzer Prize. We're talking about how the brain works and how your reptilian part of the brain is analyzes threats. You have part of the brain that's really old, that was with us when we were lizards and birds and shit, or I don't know if we were ever that, but you know, it's 50 million years old. And that part of the brain is basically, is this thing going to kill me? Can I eat it? Can I fuck it? You know, it's very simple. So it always looks for pattern recognition and then comfort. And then once you feel comfortable, you let the rest in. And then once that is in, you can have novelty. Everyone likes novelty, something a little new. And the more you're in a community, like let's say you're a huge jazz fan, you'll like Bitches Brew by Miles Davis. It's fusion jazz. It's insane sounding if you're not into jazz. It's the same with comedy. Like if you're really into comedy, you'll love Neil Hamburger. He's like kind of making fun of comedy. The more entrenched in a culture you're in, the more you want something really different. And so that's why the most popular music a lot of times all sounds the same, because it's trying to get through your reptilian brain. It's trying to get through the most amount of people's this is okay level so that they can sell a lot of records. For those of you that are fans of my stand-up comedy, I do several bits about that. And in my new hour, Huge Pianist, I make fun of Coldplay, how all their hits are the same chords. And I give Coldplay respect. I love Coldplay. It takes a lot of intuition to realize that. Same with hip-hop. A lot of them are the same chords because it's what breaks through your brain. It's kind of like the sugar cube that lets you take poison. Not saying music's poison, but okay. So once you're through the reptilian part of the brain and now you have that novelty, the next question is, how do you make something funny? And that even scientists don't understand. And that's what this whole podcast is about. And I'm so fortunate to be doing this and to have support and to have fans of this, because you guys are as smart as me, if not smarter, and really tuned in. I want to give a shout out to my buddy Bob. I don't even know Bob in person, but he's been a fan of me and this podcast for a while on Twitter. And he's always, you know, and he sent me a microphone, a Shure microphone, S-H-U-R-E, just sent it to me because he was like, you know, the audio is better. And that's just so touching. It's insane. There, another fan of the show on Twitter, this girl Erica, made the art for this. That wave that's coming at me, she drew that. That's what makes this so fun for me, is because I'm not special in the sense that I know no more than anyone else. I just am kind of putting it all together. It's almost like an anthology where you just get a bunch of people's ideas and you package it, and then you're like, this is what I've learned. So I think some performers, some entertainers, I'm not going to say any names, not even in comedy, like music. I don't want to be a dick, but I mean, I'll just say Nickelback, because they've been so made fun of that it's fine. I just don't want to attack people for no reason. But a lot of their fans, they just want to listen, and they don't want to participate. They just want to scream, this is the photograph, every time it makes me laugh, and they just cry, and then they bang without a condom in a parking lot, and then they have a kid they can't support. That's kind of their vibe. Our people, our crew is engaged. They like learning things. Podcast fans like learning. I listen to podcasts all day long. I love it. Audiobooks, music. We're engaged. We're engaged people. And I think maybe because of childhood trauma, I have no idea, but I'm definitely funny. So that's my thing. Okay. Also, feel free to write emails at whydidn'tthelaughpodcast@gmail.com. And if you send me a screenshot of you rating or subscribing or commenting to this podcast, I will send you an autographed poster by mail right to your door, by almost pigeon style. Like, I'll make it happen. You can have an object in your hand. Fuck the cloud. You don't even have to take a screenshot. Just tell me you love this shit, and I'll send you one of those. I trust you. But the more you rate it and subscribe and all that stuff, the more it grows, and the more we have awesome sponsors like Uber to keep us going and to keep the electricity on. So I wrote a song today, and I want to know what you guys think. It's about Mexicans. So just after what we're just talking about, try and see what I'm doing with it, where I'm breaking into the emotional part of the brain where it's like, this is okay. And then you kind of make jokes, and then you kind of do something novel and something interesting, and then it's over. So it's not done yet. It's a work in progress, but check it out. I wrote a song because it's never too late to grow and to learn new things. Hola, amigos. I don't live in Nebraska. I don't live in the Northwest. I live in a little town called Los Angeles. Los Angeles means the angels. Los is the angels is Angeles. I realize it's about time that I learn El Spanish. The Spanish language, every noun has a gender. It confuses me. We don't have that in English. Like a bear is a wiener, El Oso. But a rat, it wears a dress. A dog's a male, El Perro. That makes sense, but I just don't see why a mouse is a wiener, El Ratan, but a whale is a pussy. And when a Mexican laughs, they don't say ha 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 ha. They say ja 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 ja. They say ja 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 ja. And when a Mexican sad, they don't cry, they just say gringo stupido, chinga tu madre. And año means year, cause there's a little squiggle over the N, it will confuse ya, because you don't say N like neighbor when there's a squiggle, you say N like nya, cause año is year, but without the squiggle, it's ano, which means anal. And that's a different party. Feliz Nuevo Ano is Happy New Anal. You don't want to go to that party. And every part of the government is male. El Presidente, El Congreso, because they all want to fuck you. Tax, El Impuesto also wants to fuck you. But the bed is a woman, la cama.
cause it surrounds you like a vagina. But an appetizer is a man, el aperitivo, cause it wants to be inside ya. I welcome my Mexican brothers and sisters, hermanos, hermanas, to America, Estados Unidos. Welcome, there's plenty of room for ya. Come on, but once you're here, don't fucking make fun of how I pronounce Spanish. I'm trying as hard as I can. I didn't even know you could roll an R till I was 30. Burrito, burrito. It's not fucking easy. I don't give you shit about how you pronounce the word it. I don't have eat. I don't have eat. No, it's it, not eat. But that's all good. Just don't give me shit, or else you can fucking go back to Mexico. But if you let me learn and fucking work on it with you. Welcome to Los Estados Unidos. Los Estados Unidos, el and la, and for our transgendered brothers and sisters and noun with no penis or vagina, we gotta figure that one out too. El, la, and el, la, lo. If you don't have a, if you don't want to be defined by your penis or your vagina, el, la, lo, 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 la. Welcome.
All right, there we go. As I was listening to that, I realized it's too slow. That's my first note. It's definitely too slow. The beginning's really slow. But those are all stage-tested jokes. Now I want to see if it'll work in a song format, like ha-ha and ja-ja, and then Año is year, Año is asshole, happy new asshole is a different party. I've done those on stage, so I know those work. But the gender thing makes me laugh so hard that every noun has a dick or a pussy. I can't keep it straight. Like el perro, it's a dog. I get that because dudes are dogs, but like, there's a lot of them. Like, why are whales women? I just, you know, it's a whole concept that I don't understand. And then at the end, I've always been pro-immigration because it's kind of tough to just say no. I don't know. I understand what people are saying, but it's just, but what bothers me is when people come here and then they're dickheads. Like, I've been to other countries. I used to live in the Czech Republic. I once got a ticket in a Romanian subway for no reason. I'm not about to talk shit to the guy. I'm in another country. So if you're in America and some dumb asshole like me is trying to learn Spanish, don't be like, that's not how you say eat. Because I'll be like, do you want to talk about the word it? Because that's not how you say it. It's it, not eat. Burrito. Rolling the R's is tough. All right, this has been a short episode, but this I'm trying to do two a week now. And I don't want to, you know, wear out my welcome, but owenbenjamin.com/tour. I'm doing the whole Northeast. I'm doing Madison, Wisconsin, Brooklyn, Pittsburgh, Philly, Albany, Burlington, right next to where I went to school at SUNY Plattsburgh. Subscribe, rate, comment, spread the word about this shit, yo. And let's learn. Next week, we're going to have some great guests. I'll play the full clip from my new Nobel Prize winning bro. I'm just going to brag all the time like that. I'm going to be like, oh, I'm sorry. My friend who won a Nobel Prize just texted me, even though he will never text me. He probably invented text messages. All right, guys. Good times. Peace. If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schleichinger. I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.